Jackson and Roller, this just in.
Stop the running nose.
Kendra Jackson, she is from Nebraska, no relation to me. She was given countless explanations for her runny nose. She had a runny nose forever, for years.
Oh.
She'd been in a car wreck. She hit her head on the dashboard. They told her she was fine.
Right, but ever since?
Ever since, she had this runny nose, and she had headaches and stuff like that. And I mean, when I say runny nose, I'm talking about a couple of liters.
Oh, no.
Of fluid. And so she went to the doctor countless times. Different doctors, hey, there's something wrong with me, man. I've got headaches, and my nose will not stop running ever. Oh, you just have allergies. Here's some Claritin.
You got the sniffles, girl.
Yeah, here's some. No, I don't have the sniffles. A flood is pouring out of my nose for years, okay? Something's wrong. You just have sinus issues, or you have some kind of allergies. Here's more medicine. Nothing worked. Finally, she goes to Nebraska Health, it's called. Physician's assistant recognizes that this is not normal. These are not allergies. This is not just the sniffles. We need to do a CAT scan. They do a CAT scan. They find a hole in her skull.
I'd like to drill holes in your head and suck all your thoughts out with a straw.
Where cerebral spinal fluid is leaking out at an alarming rate, by the way.
That can't be a good thing.
Could be worse. My nose could be gushing blood.
Well, if they had not found it, and maybe, you know, another year went by, she could have developed life-threatening infections, meningitis. What if she could have died? So they did surgery, and the doctors used her own fatty tissue to plug the leak. And now, like magic, she's all better.
Well, it's about time.